All right. Now it's my pleasure to introduce our featured reader, Brigitte Depay. Oh, sorry. I think I got that wrong.
You got it. That was great.
Brigitte Depay is a writer and changemaker based in Winnipeg, Treaty 1 territory. When she was 11, she received a marvelous gift, a journal from her sister. Ever since, creative writing has helped her to understand the world and to be the author of her story. She's written plays for festivals across Canada and studied creative writing at the University of Ottawa. Her first book of poetry, Sun Compass, was published in April 2022 by At Bay Press. As a nonprofit manager, Brigitte works at the Nexus of Inclusion and Climate Solutions. She received the Young Impact Leader Award from Future of Good. During the pandemic, she completed her master's in philanthropy and nonprofit leadership at Carleton. She is currently working on a new creative writing project. Further details coming soon. Welcome, Brigitte.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Angeline, our wonderful Speaking Crow host. I'm so thrilled to be joining with you this evening on this sunny Winnipeg day. Feels like spring is finally here for real. And this is really exciting for me. I've attended Speaking Crow as someone who shared at an open mic. And that was actually the first time that I shared a lot of the poems in this book. And it was just such an inclusive and warm space and really helped me to put my work out there in the world. So I want to say a huge thank you to Speaking Crow and the Winnipeg International Writers Festival. And I want to say a huge thank you to all of you tonight for being here. For making space for poetry and for reflection. And I'm really excited to hear you share during the open mic, and a shout out to all our courageous readers. And so this is also a special time for me because I'm joining you as my very pregnant self. You can't really see, but I have like a basketball right in the middle of my belly here. And so, yeah, it's exciting to be sharing the two of us together. And I am going to start with a poem. I don't have a crow poem. I scoured my book, but could not find the word crow in it. But I did find the word magpie, which is different, but similar. So I am going to start with a magpie poem. What if we spent less time in traffic and more time falling in love with the earth? Message from a magpie flying circles in the Costco parking lot. True story. I remember seeing that magpie being like, what happened to my home? Why are all these people here? So the next poem I'm going to read is from the Rites of Spring, Winnipeg Free Press work and launch. I see Ariel here, so shout out to Ariel. And this poem is from the section, What Direction is North? Show me your mom tattoo. I want to see under your socks. I am pedaling so hard, but I don't know where I'm going, what direction is north. I forgot my mittens, but it's your fault if I lose you. I feel your ribs when we're together, and they feel like I need you. A mountain that I climb, and I don't want to stop. But so what if I know how to play the tambourine in your band with your cousin, you don't know what bells are. You think tigers and tiger lilies are the same thing. You weren't there when the grass stopped growing, when my elbow broke, and so did my bed, and so did the plane, and so did the sun. When my skirt ripped, when my freckles fell off. Thank you so much. So I'm really excited to be reading from my new book, Sun Compass. And it's very fitting for today, I feel, as a very sunny day. And also very serendipitous that it is a sunflower on the cover of the book. This is also the national flower for Ukraine. So I just wanted to express solidarity with the people of Ukraine in this really difficult time. And with the Sun Compass, so it was published by At Bay Press, and I'm so grateful to Matt and Alana from At Bay Press for publishing the book, for believing in the work, and to the editor, Sarah Enns, and the illustrator, Chief Ladybird. It was such a joy to work with all of them on this book. So this is from the first section, which is Crashed My Light. He ran my red, crashed my light. Which way is home? Can't find you, North Star. He takes her fear in his hands, wraps it around her face like a scarf. Muted, she can't hear her own heart telling her to run. You break my butterfly, box my rainbow, glass the key to my secret garden. I won't make the mistake again of letting you in. I worked so hard to make my home safe with butterflies, dragon plant, hard covers, pillar candles, piping hot tea. Disappear, bulldozer. Do you see what you've done? Spilled wax, broken wings, ripped pages, scalded skin. This is my first time sharing this one, so I'm looking forward to sharing it. If he calls you vanilla when you tell him you like being held, not spanked, you like being asked, not told, let him know that vanilla is derived from orchids, harvested from their beans. So when he calls you vanilla, know you are an orchid. Rises in the east, sets in the west, the sun shows us which way is north. But what about today when the sun couldn't get out of bed? I feel, yeah, definitely sometimes that feeling when it's hard to get out of bed, and It's nice to have the sun back again. I picked up sacred stones at my preferred perch, the wild bird specialty and gift store. Poppy jasper for assertiveness, hematite for protection, aquamarine for courage. Stones to give me strength to leave him. He is gone, but I still have a velvet pouch full of magic powers. I don't know if anyone's ever been to the Preferred Perch Wild Bird Specialty Store. Just love that place. I want to die for our people, but I really like going to poetry slams. All right, so now I'm going to read a few poems from the section Sun Compass, which is the title of the book as well. And so awesome, I love magic too. Sun Compass essentially is a tool that uses the sun to find out where you are and where you want to go. And it's an internal compass that some animals have, like butterflies and bees. And the concept is a big inspiration for this book. And I know that for me, writing and reading has been really helpful as a tool to help me find my way during difficult situations. And I also hope that this little book can be a tool for people to guide them towards healing and towards the sun. So a few poems from the Sun Compass section. Okay. This is also my first time experimenting with using bells, so let's try this out. When I knew it was time to go home, I knew, like the timer had gone off to take the cauliflower out of the oven. I began to know too what home was not him yelling at the flight attendant. I started to remember the way back with my sun compass running in the woods to Nina Simone, ain't got no, lighting candles in the gazebo, gazing at the moon, hide and seek with my nephew, swimming in the ocean, dancing with my sisters in the kitchen. I needed to make minestrone soup for mom, and dad peeling potatoes, chopping fresh parsley, needed to be held like hands around nourishing bowls to come full circle. Thank you. That was a lot of fun to try with the bells. In the book, it says ding, but I was like, maybe I could try it with an actual bell and see how that sounds. My body is not a haunted house with creaking steps, locked doors, and twisted mirrors reflecting contorted faces, howling mouths. My body is not shackled to his ghost. My body is a forest with winter berries and chickadees singing, with cedar trees rising, snow sparkling in the sun. My body glows. This poem I wrote right after a speaking crow a couple of years ago. When she reads, her quivering voice doesn't make her any less of a survivor. Her words are staccato when she intended a melody, but a scattered song sure beats the silence. Her bicycle ride into the sunset is revelry, and one day she'll find the right bicycle to ride beside. All right, so we're gonna switch gears a little bit. And this last section is really focused on celebrating. So it's about celebrating the earth, celebrating connection with family, friends, and making space for new love. I like that idea, by the way, wrote the bell. The wild prairie crocuses, brave blossoms, first out of spring's gate, courageous in the still cold, they let their petals out. Thank you, universe, for forgiveness, for reclamation, for holding me gently in the palm of your hand, like a hot bath with pillar candles and rupee core, then wrapping me not too tightly in your sky blue towel. This is very much an ode to Rupi Kaur, who is one of my favorite poets and was a major influencer for me in writing this book and really helped me in my healing process. And I'm super excited that she is coming to Winnipeg in November. So hope to see you there. When I woke up, I was myself. How refreshing. Sometimes when I wake up, I am a lynx, afraid of my power, my own teeth, or a bellflower, scared you'll step on me, crush my petals. But today, when I woke up, I was my biggest and smallest self. And entirely enough. That one, it took me a long time to learn. That lesson took me a long time to learn. I just start folding laundry when my pal texts, "Can I pick you up at 10 to go see the supermoon?" I throw on my best summer dress, grab a handful of chocolate almonds, a Pablo Neruda love poem, offerings for the moon. The chocolate might be for us. Definitely for us. Why is it so hard to tell you the one thing I am certain about? Marigold, I love you. Gardeners know the importance of deadheading. Sometimes it's my own big head that stops me from growing. All right, this last poem that I'm going to share is the poem that I read at Speaking Crow a couple of years ago when I came to see my pal Carrie Ryan, who was the featured reader. And I remember really wanting to share this poem, but being afraid. And it was really hard to get through it because I was crying. And I'm just so grateful for that space of the Speaking Crow community to be able to share that poem and feel very held and feel supported and the warmth of the community that evening. And I am so grateful to feel that tonight as well. So I just want to say thank you. And I think I think one of the reasons why I feel really grateful for this poem is that it's really about reframing from being a victim to being the author of your story. He preyed on me, but I am not his prey. I am a prayer, not the kind you mumble against your will kneeling, the kind you sing, toes tapping, hips shaking, smiling and laughing. I am a prayer to that electric, exalted, rise up kind of love. Thank you. Thank you so much for listening. I'm so grateful and I'm really excited to hear your poems.
Thank you so much. Can you tell us about your hybrid launch at McNally? Oh, you're muted. Hang on.
Yes, definitely. Thank you so much. I am really excited. We'll be doing the launch for the book Sun Compass with my pal Mercy Oluwafemi. And we will be in conversation as well as sharing some poems from the book. And it'll be May 14th, which is a Saturday, 7 p.m. at McNally Robinson. And I'd love to see you there.
Awesome. I think I remember you reading that last poem at Speaking Crow at the library a couple of years ago. Wow. Thank you for reading it again. Wow. All right. It is time for the open mic. And thank you for putting the link to the event in the chat, Ariel. And I'm going to put my open mic list in chat as well. There's always a few people who aren't here or maybe will come late, but this will be our